Mike Prefer returns for his fourth season with the Vikings as special teams coordinator in 2014. Annually, his groups are some of the best in the NFL. Last year, it was the kickoff and punt return groups that stood out, thanks in large part to punt returner Marcus Sherrills and a sensational rookie, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, I think right from day one, we established he was the starter in my mind, and you know, we convinced him in his mind, and didn't take much convincing knowing Cordarrelle, because he's very, very confident in his abilities, as he should be. I think he took a lot of what we taught him and you know, basically made it his in terms of setting returns up and hitting the seams where we want him to hit them, how to catch the ball, how to track the ball, how to hold the ball correctly as you're going through a seam, little things like that. And as I tell them, these guys, do the fundamentals and techniques that we teach you and then let God take over. And all his talent and all the things that makes him such a great player, you saw that on the field. And what that does to the rest of the kickoff return team is make them believe that every time we touch the ball, we have a chance to score. That's why we bring them out from 8, 9 yards deep, you know what I mean? So that's the exciting part for me, that I think he's even better now than he was a year ago. He's a year older, he's a year more mature. He's starting to understand his importance and his role on this football team, both offensively and with the special teams units. So I think the sky's the limit for Cordero. Marcus has grown and gotten better every year. That's the great thing about Marcus, and that's why I'm extremely glad he's still here. You know, I expect even more things from him this year. Does that mean a higher average? I don't know. Does that mean more touchdowns? I don't know. But will mean more production in terms of, you know, taking a few more chances. I'd like him to take a few more chances. Don't fair catch as many balls. He errs on the side of being conservative, as I do sometimes. But if we can make him a little bit more aggressive in certain situations, I think he'll have just a good or better year than last year.
Last year, the Vikings' two kickers had good seasons too. And Prefer says they'll be even better in 2014.
Blair, I think, is as confident now as he's ever been. He had a great offseason. He's stronger now, more explosive on kickoffs. He's much more confident with field goals in terms of his consistency. I mean, he's been very good, obviously. But he's always working to tweak little things to make him more consistent. Studies a lot of tape as a student of the game, like we've talked about before. Jeff is extremely stronger. It's amazing from year one to year two that, you know, his body's changed. He's a big weight room guy. He loves the weight room. You know, he loves technique. He's also a student of the game. You know, he's more confident. Took off that second half of the year last year and has, you know, we watch all that tape, the kicking, the punting, the snapping, and kickoffs, everything. We watch all that tape this offseason. What do we need to do to get better? What are our goals? What do we need to maintain, to be more consistent, and what do we need to change to be a better punter, kicker, snapper?
A vital component to both the place kicking and punting operation is veteran long snapper Colin Loeffler, who has been with the Vikings for 11 seasons.
Colin brings a very consistent, hardworking mentality to our special teams. And it's kind of cool for him, I think, and for me to see it from afar, see how well that he, A, gets along with people in our locker room, and B, he's a leader. And people look to him as a leader because he's been in the league for so long. And these young guys are looking around going, you know, this guy's been playing since I was, eight, 9 years old. So it's kind of cool for me to watch that with a young man that I have a lot of respect for. He's done a nice job in this league. And he's a very good mentor for Jeff and for Blair because, you know, he's been there, done that, and he'll continue to do that for us.
One challenge for the Vikings battery in 2014 will be the team's move from the comfy confines of the Metrodome's indoor environment to an outdoor stadium at the University of Minnesota, where the Vikings will play their home games for the next two seasons.
Understanding the nuances of that stadium, and really in terms of the wind, the weather, obviously the sleet, the snow, the rain, whatever we're going to have this year, we're already preparing for it. Blair and Jeff have gone down three times. Colin's gone down to the stadium with them twice to do a workout down there during our mini camp or OTA type time frames with the practices. So they're much more comfortable now with the turf, with the winds. That experience and the Baltimore game last year where they didn't even bat an eye with the snow and the wind and just the terrible weather, terrible conditions for a kicker, punter, and a snapper, and they did a fantastic job for the most part. You know, we had a couple hiccups in there, but for the most part, they had a great game. The mental approach before the game started was huge for me. They were kind of joking around about the snow and laughing about it, not being nervous, being confident. Hey, we can do this, and they did. So I think that was a great springboard for them onto the season, and you know, this season, next season with TCF, that helped them prepare.
While Prefer is one of the best in the NFL at what he does and is coming off a solid 2013 overall, the veteran special teams coordinator is not one to rest on that success.
You know, we have a lot of unfinished business from last year. Felt like we did a great job in the punt return, kickoff return game. Punt coverage was okay. Could have been better. We gave up the one big play. We should never have given up. Kickoff coverage was nowhere near where we needed to be, nowhere near where it was in 2012. So we have our work cut out for us. We've got to find the right mesh of rookies, veterans, you know, the type of players, the DBs, the tight ends, running backs, linebackers, those type of guys. Who's the best fit for all the different positions? That's the challenge for me every year, along with getting ready for the draft that we did, all the research that we get an opportunity to do. Which really helps us down the road.
The bottom line for Prefer and his guys, helping the team win.
I'm excited about the direction of the team and the direction that Coach Zimmer has always talked about since he's been here is the team. That's the number one thing. And my big thing in special teams is complementary football. How the defense helps the offense helps special teams helps both, et cetera, et cetera. So that to me is music to my ears, talking about the team concept and how to improve and win games that way.